This is
So
Jasmine.
hello.
Hey, Mr. Noel, it's Jasmine. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I ain't feeling too well. I mean, I'm happy because I'll be leaving from there in a few days. But before I came there, I asked you everything before I came there. Now, you know the last time your folks mistreated me for no reason. Well, not your folks. I got mistreated from that company for no reason, so as fast as I got there, I had to leave.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? And you already been knew that. But dealing with you, I didn't mind that because I'm familiar with you. And when I asked you all those questions, my health ain't good. That's playing with my food. That's playing with my folks' bread. That's playing with my health.
Wait,
ain't
what?
Ain't nobody
what do you
making
mean?
No
What's
food.
going on?
What's going on is when I, hey, look, Ms. Jasmine, I promise you. Hold on, let me turn it down. I'm going to say this one time because a lot of people would fall over their head and then they catch the shitty end of the stick, and excuse my language. I may be bedridden, but I choose when I walk again. I choose how I get healthy. You get what I'm saying? I seek everything. What you did, that wasn't cool.
Who, me? Jasmine? What did I do to you?
I asked you why I was at Greater Home Care. You know, Miss Shugs and my other caregiver was getting paid $14 an hour. You said you made a call. They can do 50 cent more. No. Oh, my gosh. I get it now. The 50 cent more that you put in, that you asked for, it would have been honored, but they manipulated and called my caregiver and asked him, is $12.50 okay?
No, that's not okay. Yeah, that's not okay. You and I, we spoke at $14.50 and I got the approval. So I don't know what happened. That wasn't my fault. I submitted the referral. I spoke to you. I got the okay. I submitted all the paperwork. The coordinator that follows up with you, once they check the care plan and they see how many hours you got and how much you're going to equate to overtime based on the hours that she's going to be making, that's when they compute all the numbers. So if they went back, it was because she was making a lot more on overtime than she would have on regular pay. That would have over exceeded the county amount that they pay back to us. That's different. I don't have anything to do with that. And at that point, they tell you, hey, you know, we can't go up this much.
If it wasn't for sure, see, all these other agencies stick my caregivers at 14 to 15.
Right.
Why? It's not because of whatever I did for them on the side or if I have done anything. It's just the way that I carry myself. Now, if it was somebody from the agency, they can get paid $12 an hour, $11 an hour. But when I'm bringing somebody, can you make it cheesy for me, please? The onion dip and just the bones out.
Oh, no, we could take care of this for you right now. I didn't know that was, I didn't, first of all, once I submit the referral, like, I only deal with new patients intake, so I bring you in, I get you ready, I get all your paperwork, I submit the referral, I'm done. The coordinators, they take over, they follow up with your caregiver, they get all their paperwork in, they analyze all their documentation, they continue the process until we get an authorization to service you, we're done. Well, I thought I was done. Now you're telling me, oh, they're mistreating you, they're mishandling you, they told you one thing, they didn't honor this. I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that.
I be told, and the first time when I came there, that's what happened. I turned out the cheek. I started to have a, no, and honestly, you know, I don't do no lying. I started to have my young boys run up in that zone since they already landed up on the 9th Street, right in, or, and took all the perks. So when we was just selling, when they came over, my family was just chilling. I'm like, yo, I need y'all. I said, matter of fact, you know what? No. That's when I said, I want to start being good. So I just turned the other cheek. I think I turned the other cheek more or less from dealing with you. And it's one other person there that's cool, that's real kind.
Yeah, no. I got you. Listen, if there's a problem, you need to let me know exactly what's happening so I can take it up to my superiors and they can fix it for you. Because I can't fix anything if you don't tell me. You understand what I'm saying? And if you say, Jazz, my coordinator's having a hard time clocking in and out, I'm going to tell you you have to call your coordinator because I don't have anything to do with that.
I'll be told when the lady was trying to bypass, when Avi was saying the same thing that you were saying before I even came there. Avi said he's going to get somebody to call me to get a number to my phone, and he thinks that my caregiver already have a PIN number.
Right.
Nobody never called. So when I speak to this dude that's underneath of him, I guess that he appointed underneath of him, talking about some, oh, don't heat it up too much, please, just like 30 seconds. Well, 20 seconds, because I don't want the texture to leave. So the dude's telling me, like, this, that, and the other, it has to be a landline and all this, that, and the other. I said, man, no, I'm not doing that. I said, speak to Avi. Avi said, it'll get a number to my cell phone, and that my caregiver should already have a PIN number that he sees. I ain't got nothing. He needs a whole bunch of timesheets to submit. And
so let me get a hold of these. Listen, what's the issue right now so that I can try to get this squared off for you guys?
He ain't clock in and clock out. He got a check, and I asked him what was his hourly rate, and he was like $12.50. I'm like, no. So he need to be paid for it not being $14.50. He just needs something to clock in and clock out for a couple of days until I get a chance to up and leave, so there'll be no bad blood. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody got to send nobody over here. We ain't got to send nobody over there.
Right. Do things the right way. Yeah.
Did you see my TikTok? You got the chance to see my TikTok?
No, you sent me to your Instagram. Remember? I think it was Instagram.
No, it's Zuma's own. It's Zuma's
own. Oh, it was TikTok then. Yeah, it was TikTok.
Can I send you a link?
Give me one second, Rahima. I might be able to transfer you to my boss. He's calling me right now. Let me explain to him what's happening. Raheem, apologize for the hold. Yes. Miss Melissa, she is our director of programming. She's going to call you right now as soon as she gets out of speaking to him. I put that as an urgent matter. I spoke to him. I said that they're not trying to honor your $14.50. He says, but it's on the notes. He says, I'm going to take care of this personally. Melissa's going to call you. She's our direct supervisor. You heard me? Raheem, I need you to be patient, just like you are with me, I'm with you. If you ever have any issues with the agency, our goal is always to make sure that you're happy. If you're not happy, we're not happy.
You
correct?
Said be patient? You said you need me to be patient?
No, meaning bear with me. I know you're patient.
No, I could do that, but I'm the type of person that if I'm asking for help, I don't rush nobody.
I know, and that's why I put it as an urgent matter, because I don't like for you to tell me you don't feel happy, and I'm trying my best here to accommodate you, okay? So Melissa's going to get a hold of you. If you don't hear from her by, like, let's say noon, she's really good at calling back and troubleshooting issues like this, you're going to call me back so that I can do the conference call, okay?
Okay, I need you to do me a favor, though, if you get time. I sent you a link. I want you to look at, I got two pages of the Zuma's own. My saved videos is from my other page. So you can either go to both pages or go to one page and catch the full effect, either or, but it's all in one lump sum off in one page. It can be. Number two, since this joint ain't a recorded line or this and the other, I'm trying to make some moves, and that's why I feel comfortable with coming back in the second time. So what's up? You going to come out and see me?
Listen, we'll talk, okay? I'm at work, yeah, and my calls are all recorded. Let me get through this this hump of getting you, you know, ready, your caregiver all solid, so we can work together in unison, and then we'll get back to the Instagram stuff, okay? And the TikTok. All right. You take care. You call me if you need me. Thanks. Bye.